Questions, please.
Can I get any word on Goodson?
Dimitri Goodson, you have
any word on that? Dimitri Goodson, it was a significant injury. I do not really have any information as far as each player's where they are. A lot of MRIs going on late morning and early afternoon, so we're still collecting all the information. But Dimitri will not be available, obviously, this week, but it was a significant injury.
Was he able to come back with you last night, Mike?
Yes. Everybody came back.
So where do you go from here? I know you're obviously you're not eliminated from anything yet, but this is kind of uncharted territory for you guys.
Really, it's a normal Monday. I mean, I have a press conference right now at 2:30, and then we have a staff meeting at 3:15.
I don't know, you with obviously huge expectations and things have gone south.
Definitely. I mean, this has been a difficult 4 weeks. Make no question about it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and get into the big picture stuff. I mean, if 4 weeks have not gone the way we'd like, we're fully aware of the things we need to do better. Just focus on the things you can control. And that's, we're going to sort through this injury thing today and tomorrow. But our process as far as getting ready for the Eagles is the same. So, we have Thanksgiving this week. The players and coaches will be off Thursday. It's a Monday night game. So, our Friday will be a Thursday. Our Saturday will be a Friday schedule. And, then we'll leave Sunday. So, we're pouring everything into beating the Eagles. We need to get to win number 5. And that's where our energy's at. So, we understand we have to answer questions and participate in these responsibilities about what's happened the last 4 weeks, what happened yesterday. But really, we have to get things going down the path towards Philadelphia. And that's really what what we've been doing as coaches this morning, and have a chance to meet with our players individually this afternoon.
Like you said last night, it's not the time for evaluating players or evaluating coaches. Is it safe to say you don't have any significant changes planned then?
Absolutely. My focus is on beating the Eagles. So,
you had a play with Randall where he catches the ball short of the first down, makes a move and gets the first down. You had a play earlier to tie to the right where he does a spin move to get the first down. And maybe I know you'll tell me if I'm wrong on this, but it doesn't seem like there's been a ton of those type of plays this season where a guy kind of makes something happen. Is that not fair to say? And if it is, then how do you get more of that? Because those kind of stood out.
Well, I mean, it's football. It's winning the one-on-one battles. I mean, they talk about one-on-one battles, they're not just talking about, the right guard over the defensive tackle. I mean, one-on-one is, created whether it's in a coverage, zone coverage of the defense, with a one-on-one receiver. And, the biggest thing about throwing the football to a receiver is the ability to create separation with the route design, but with the route running and the timing of the quarterback and deliver the football and create enough green grass between the catch of the football and the defender. So, we have players, Randall and Ty, I think Jared Cook made a big impact, obviously, in the vertical passing game, where if you give him the ball with enough – room to square up on a defender, you expect to make that first guy miss and get the yards after the catch. I mean, if you look at our production last night, over the last 11 years, yards after the catch is a staple of our offensive production in the passing game.
Mike, I'm speaking mostly defense, I guess, because of all the injuries there, but is it on you guys, the coaches, to figure out a way to win with these guys that you have that aren't the same caliber as your starters? You're playing with a lot of guys who aren't Sam Shields, aren't Demaryius Randall, aren't those type of players. How do you figure out how to win with players who aren't as talented?
Well, job description, job responsibility. It comes down to that each and every week. You talk about building a 90-man roster. From that, you come to 53. You define roles for each and every one of your players, but that's week one. So, things change. The health of your football team changes. So, obviously, when you get into spots where we've been the last month where you do have heavy injury where more particularly guys' roles and responsibilities, description of what they're doing each week is adjusted, how do you max that out? So for you have a role player that's usually playing 25 to 30 plays, but now he's playing 60. So we have a number of that, those situations on defense. And so how are we offsetting that? It's a challenge, particularly when you continue to have injuries in the game. So I think we had some of that. We had some of that last night, and we need to continue to work through that. So as far as how you play the defense, you look at our defensive attack versus their offensive attack. I mean, it very, you know, Kirk Cousins is extremely productive. He's a rhythm quarterback that does a great job, you know, running the offense and getting through his reads. And, you know, we really never got him off rhythm last night. So it's the combination of the rush and the coverage and finding that right combination, particularly when you're going through that injury phase.
The players that are healthy on defense now win games the way Dom wants to run his defense, or is he having to kind of reinvent the wheel to find ways to make these young guys fit in the way that the best they can?
Well, there's no reinventing the wheel. You know, we've talked about this since the day I arrived here. I mean, we have a system of football, an offense, defense, a special team that accommodates any football player on our roster. So if we got to reinvent the wheel in week 11 or week 12, then we haven't set our plan the right way for the season. So, we have the adjustments and everything. We talk about football IQ, being proactive with our adjustments, and that's all part of the game. So now the execution of it, the communication, and the little things, and that's where we need to be better. The detail's not there. The biggest hole in our football team is our turnover ratio. Now, I've been talking about it all year. We're not taking care of the football. We're not taking the football away. Until that changes, we're going to be fighting uphill. So that is A number one. I mean, we can't control the health of the football team, but we need to get the turnover ratio turned because that ain't cutting it. It's not cutting it. Excuse my grammar.
How do you do that? Because you've been good at it forever.
Well, you emphasize, you practice it. You know, obviously practice time is time of year. You're getting into the, you know, late November, December. So we're spending more time on it in the video. I mean, it's part of my team presentation now with video in the Wednesday team meeting. So we'll keep coaching it, keep emphasizing it. And, you know, and that's the thing where, you know, the confidence during the course of a game and it's the specifics when things go right. Now, I'm talking about a few plays here and there because I just got done watching the defense with the defensive staff, and we're there. I mean, we're on the breaking point of the ball. We're having those opportunities. Just look at Nick's first sack, you know, early in the game. I mean, that's a sack fumble opportunity, and we don't quite get the ball out. So we need to learn from that, and we've done it. So we can do it. We got video of us doing it. We practice it. We have to get to show up Monday night against the Eagles.
The video component, though, you show kind of these near takeaways that
we have. Yeah, it's takeaway opportunities, giveaway opportunities. You know, it's the same breath on the offense. I mean, we got the ball on the ground too much. You know, the ball is loose at the end of the play just because they don't call it down, or you're supposed to get the ball back to the referee. So it's the finish of the plays that we need to detail.
Now, you said I hadn't met with the medical staff, but how about TJ, since he wasn't a guy that played this week? What do you think his availability
is? I saw TJ briefly in a cafeteria. Really, I don't have a feel one way or the other. Him and JC, I know that their work last week was good, but they weren't where they needed to be at the end of the week.
What about Demarius? Is he getting any closer?
He's getting closer. Yeah, he's had very good workouts. His work on the field Sunday was very good, so Demarius Randall's getting close.
Mike, what did you see on the three huge fourth quarter plays that you guys gave up? Was there something that struck you?
Well, execution. Obviously, you got a blitz and the vertical tag on that. They picked the blitz up, so that's a bad matchup. Obviously, the tilt of the coverage in the run defense is you know, every gap's accounted for. We're emptied out, and we have a very poor fit there. So the missed tackle.
What do you think has plagued Quentin Rollins this year? It seems like he's not playing with the same type of confidence that he had last year.
Well, Quentin Rollins, I mean, I'll be honest with you, that his injury was a setback. You know, it was bigger than I know when he did it on the practice field. It was a big injury. He fought back. Frankly, he came back earlier than the medical staff thought. So I think he's still, you know, working through that. And, you know, I think like anybody, it's, you know, it's the first time he's ever had that type of injury. And you know, but, hey, we all need to detail our work better.
Mike, do you still think Matthew's biggest impact for you now is outside? Do you think
that? Outside linebacker?
The way things are going, you gotta do some more inside.
Well, I mean, Clay just came back, you know, this week, so I don't, you know, focus was really, you know, playing him more as a situational role player against the Redskins. So, you know, really, once we get in the room, like we always do Tuesday, you know, we'll go through those things. But yes, I mean, Clay's an impact player at the outside linebacker. That's been the focus of playing there this year. So we got to see how Jake Ryan is. You know, he has a personal matter he's attended to right now. So when he gets back in town, you know, he has a chance. So we'll see where Jake is.
Is this a chance Christian Michael can get involved on Monday night?
Absolutely. You know, we've had enough time now to get him acclimated. So we'll definitely look to have him part of the flow.
In your mind, Mike, what happened on the first three series that you weren't able to get things
off? Offensive first three series? Well, I mean, we try to get out there, get into a rhythm. You know, just you know, execution wasn't as sharp. You know, we were juggling some things there, frankly, in the run game. You know, Donnie Barclay hurt his shoulder in the pregame, so he battled through that the whole first half. So that affected me. David was nicked up a little bit to Bakhtiari. But the first three series. I just really, you know, came down to execution. There was nothing really out of the norm that they gave us.
Speaking of Berkeley, what did you think of Jason Spriggs once you ever made that move there?
Jason Spriggs did some good things. You know, I wasn't really concerned about him in pass blocking and just the way the game, you know, I thought may go and some of the things we're going to do. I thought he did a very good deal. He did a couple of things in the run game for the first time in live action. So, you know, he got the pull on a one-back power play and did a very good job there. So, I thought he did some nice things, but, I mean, it's, you know, technique, details on all those types of things, it'll be corrected and he can learn from it.
Like you said, after the Tennessee game, that it was the best week of preparation you'd had all season. Then last night you said you had great preparation. I'm wondering, A, how exasperating is that for a coach to go into a game thinking your preparation's great and then the performance doesn't match it? And then B, you know, have you had weeks where your preparation was crappy and you guys played really well? I mean, does it usually correlate for you?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's not exasperating. I mean, I think this is normal. I mean, this happens. You know, it's definitely a two-phase process. And the fact is, you need to get the preparation right. I mean, I can remember the old Kansas City Chiefs guys used to say, we get paid for Monday through Saturday, you know, Sundays are for free. And I think there's a lot of truth to that because, you know, we'll go that Monday through Saturday is the hard part. You know, that's what these men do. I mean, they train for a living. I mean, the excitement of all this is to play and compete on Sundays. So, you know, and really the preparation through the week, whether you want to put it, you know, as good, great, or average, however how you feel on it, it's really a preparation, how it carries through your performance. And to me, that's where the details are. And those are the things that we're not quite where we need to be. And if you want to, what is it? So we have moving parts. We got more moving parts these last 4 or 5 weeks than we've had in a long time. And we got to keep working to be more detailed through these moving parts. It's not good enough.
A couple of after-the-play penalties.
Yes.
Dayton had one. I think Mike Daniels might add one. Is there a fine line between aggressiveness and just being smart?
Well, Dayton's there's no excuse for. I mean, that's nonsense. I mean, we don't need that. Mike Daniels, I mean, shoot. You know, that's a tough one. I mean, and obviously, you know, we're off the field there. So, and we know what happened after that as far as their performance against our defense. So, yeah, I mean, Mike's being aggressive. I mean, he's rushing there. I don't really fault him on that. But the post-whistle stuff, you know, I wouldn't put Mike Daniels in that category.
Last week, Ron was telling us that two of the misses for Mason had to do with spot not being exactly where it needed to be. Is there a problem there with continuity between Jacob and Mason?
I wouldn't say so. I think those guys have a good operation. So I think any time you're with someone for a long time. There's definitely an adjustment phase. I don't think we're in that phase anymore. So I like the operation of all three of our guys.